Watch, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance sworn in as President and Vice President. By Nick Gilbertson on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance took their oaths of office Monday at high noon, marking the start of Trump's second administration. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to Trump, though he began before Trump's family, including First Lady Melania Trump, had the chance to surround him. The First Lady and the rest of Trump's family quickly walked to his side as he took the oath, and it appears the president may have been able to place his hand on his Bible and the Lincoln Bible that Melania Trump was holding. The Capitol Rotunda erupted with applause as Trump returned to the presidency. Just a moment earlier, Justice Brett Kavanaugh swore in Vance while Second Lady Usha Vance held his great-grandmother's Bible, which his mama gave him. Vance's daughter sucked her thumb as he took the oath in a cute moment. Senator Deb Fischer, R.N.E., the top Republican of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, introduced Trump to deliver his inaugural address after the swearing-in. Vice President Vance, Speaker Johnson, Senator Thune, Chief Justice Roberts, Justices of the United States Supreme Court, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and my fellow citizens, the golden age of America begins right now, Trump declared to start his speech. Trump vowed that from this moment on, America's decline is over. And also detailed his belief that God saved him from would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crook's bullets during his July 13 rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Just a few months ago, in a Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear. But I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again, he said.